Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mayor Bill Peduto has already sent a message to the folks in New Zealand after the tragic shooting there left 49 people dead. The mayor said quite simply, the people of Pittsburgh are with you. But what happened in New Zealand, while there are similarities to what has happened here in this country, there's an unusual twist to all of this, and it is the role of social media. How did that fit in? How does it play an impact? Andrew Conti is the founder and director of the Center for Media Innovations at Point Park University. He joins us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So I got to start right off the bat. I mean, from everything I've read, it appears that a 17 minute video of this massacre popped up on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and caught all of those organizations off guard. No one saw it coming. Is that pretty much your understanding of what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question. The attackers in this case not only were hoping to carry out the mayhem that they brought into that physical space, but they were also hoping to use social media as a tool. And they were successful at doing it because it's really hard to police social media in that way. It's sort of like the analogy of having an open space, and you had we're going to say, well, we're no longer going to allow public forums and spaces where everybody can gather because we just can't be safe. It's the same thing like this with the internet. Are we going to say, well, we're going to have to shut down everything on the internet in case something like this comes up? And that's giving up more than most of us are willing to do.
So I think you're right about that. That is giving up or asking to give up more than people are willing to do. Yet in the same breath, isn't there some type of accountability, or isn't there someone or some organization that can be held accountable?
Yeah, there's no doubt. The social media companies have invested heavily to try to stop all this kind of stuff. You see where how it's evolved over the years from some of the stuff that was on there, the really graphic stuff early on, to where it is now. It's been a big transformation.
So I think one of the things that we always tell our kids, you know, what you put on social media today will live in space forever. So even if in these cases those things were automatically taken down as soon as that 17-minute video was spotted and it was pulled down or blocked or whatever the terminology would be, would there still be the possibility that that video exists somewhere out in cyberspace?
Well, that's the problem, right? So once it goes out there, you can't really put it back. So because somebody else has probably screen captured it, they've got it in some way, and they will continue to spread it. And there's no way to really to stop that from happening. Even what we saw with some of the ways that the Islamic State or IS was using Twitter originally, they were trying to recruit through Twitter, and Twitter would go on and shut down one of the sites. But then as soon as they did, the person would just reemerge with a different handle and continue what they were doing. And there were enough clues that people could find their way along to figure out, where these were re-popping up. The same thing is true with this video in this case, where, yeah, you can shut down the source of the video and say, we're not doing that. But then it's still out there and people are going to watch it and people are going to share it. I think in this case, that was one of the issues, was that this guy was not from New Zealand. He was over there, did the shooting, but the video was picked up by his, it's hard to believe, supporters. I mean, how could they be supporters for this kind of thing? But people who cheered it on and shared it out there, and
right.
So it continues to live. It's grotesque to think about saying somebody like that would have supporters anyway.
Well, and yeah, when you were saying supporters, I was thinking followers, but I guess it's the same thing. It's the same message, it's the same hate, and it has the same impact. So, Andrew Conti, Point Park University, is this a classic case, a classic situation where the restrictions or the guidelines or the boundaries just can't keep up with the potential that social media has?
Well, it's more than that. If you look at it from a civil liberties perspective, what are we willing to give up in order to prevent this from happening? So are people willing to say, well, we're not going to allow people to post anything to Facebook unless it's approved by Facebook in the first place. We're not going to allow somebody to go on Instagram unless somebody from Instagram looks at it and says, yeah, this is okay content. That would be the extreme solution to keep this kind of stuff from happening. There's not one of us who would say, yeah, I agree to that kind of, you know, limitation on what I can say on social media. We have all come to understand that this is an open forum, a place where we can just share ideas freely, and that nobody else can tell us what to
do.
Because that's the same problem here. Even when you
come back,
you know, if the company's going and they take down the certain sites, then there are other people who will say, well, that's an infringement on free expression. That's an infringement on the free flow of ideas. Now, in this case, and this is an extreme example, nobody's going to say, you know, at least none of us here, you know, who weren't supporting this guy would say, you know, this is an acceptable kind of video to have out there. But if you start limiting these kinds of things, then it's a slippery slope, right? You get more and more things that are limited.
So it comes down to, I believe in free speech as long as I agree with what you're saying?
Right. If we agree with free speech and we're saying, yeah, we believe that these are forums that we all want to use freely. We want them to share our own ideas and put our things out there and see how many followers we can get and build audience and share ideas and criticize ideas. If we all agree to that, then we also leave ourselves open to this sort of an attack. I mean, the attackers in this case planned to use social media in that way. They had it in their mind that this was going to be part of the attack, that they were going to not only carry out this dastardly thing, but also make sure that people saw it all around the world. And that people are talking about it all around the world. And that, unfortunately, is one of the side effects of having a free and open social media system.
Indeed. And, in fact, we are talking about it. Andrew Conti, Point Park University Center for Media Innovations. As always, thanks for joining us today and bringing in that perspective, one that we need to hear. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Lynn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.